Yeah, you know what? The weather report tells us we're going to have a rainy week, and we always need the rain, don't we? And that should make those leaves on those trees pop out, right? Well, someone mentioned to me that April and May got switched around. Who knows? Anyway, hope you're having a good one. And thanks for letting me be with you for a short 15 minutes. And today, I want to continue on with my series entitled In Search of Peace. Yes, our world seems like it's in topsy-turvy these days with all the turmoil. So many individuals are in depression and wringing their hands with, what do I do now? I'm so afraid and you know, really discouraged. So let me lift you up. Maybe I can give you some pointers that will help you to just lean on the Lord. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? So I'm going to continue on my message, learning to live in peace with ourselves. And I have 10 ways to change your mind. And I hope that today it might be a blessing just for you. First, here's a verse to add to your memory. Jesus said this. He said, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Isn't that a great promise? You know what? May I make a suggestion? Why don't you write it down on a piece of paper and tape it to the mirror where you comb your hair in the morning? Maybe that'll just give you the right lift that you need to get going. And you know, a promise isn't any good unless we apply it. So let's think about that today in our lives. And you know what? I want to remind you that when I make these messages to bring to you, I always get the message first. And I was really upset over some of the news that comes across on the media. And I had to stop and think and remember that God gives us the peace and we can let the Lord be in control. Now, the first thing that I want to remind you, and if you know me very well, you know that all of the years that I've been on the air, my first priority is to remind you to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior if you haven't already. Yes, you do have a choice. The Lord didn't make us accept him. No, he gave us a choice. He told us he loved us and he was willing to die for us. And what else do we need to receive that beautiful peace that can only come from the Lord? So that's the first priority, is to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then we have to accept the fact that God is sovereign and he is truly in control of our lives. And we don't need to be afraid of whatever comes in our lives. And then we need to claim that God is going to meet our every need that we have. And he promised to meet our every need, but not our every want. That's where we get in trouble, isn't it? We want this and want that and all the advertising that we hear and we think, oh my goodness, I can't live without it. Oh yes, we can. And many times we don't know really what's best for us. We can claim peace even though we lose our job or we have our a tragedy in the family. We really can have peace if we claim God's promises. Yes, He cares so much for each one of us, and every need will be met in His time and in His way. And then we must maintain a clear conscience in order to have real peace in our lives. That means that if we know, and the Holy Spirit tells us, if we, especially for those of us who are believers, we need a clear conscience. And 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, God gave us a conscience to give us a warning signal. And carrying a load of sin certainly takes away peace in our lives. And so just remember, the Bible says, seek peace and pursue it, or work at it. And then we must accept ourselves the way God made us. Oh, so many women stew over the fact that they have flaws in their body and they want everything perfect. Well, I got news for you. Nobody's perfect. And there's always somebody more beautiful than we are. Yes, there's always. And I believe God made you just the way He wants you to be. And that, to me, is super, super special. And it's so important also to have peace, to sense a purpose in your life, to have goals, and know what direction you're planning to go. That's so urgent. If you're just flaunting from one thing to another, you lose your peace, and you don't know which way you're going, and you waste time. And as you serve Him, you know God will direct you as you reach out to help somebody else. And by the way, that is so important. Get your mind off yourself and give a ministry to someone else. Do something for someone else. And you'll not have peace until you have directions from the Lord. And by the way, if you pray, He'll tell you which way to go. And oh, how urgent it is to redeem the time, because the days are evil and your life slips away like a vapor. And really, never say, I'm just this or just that. God will give you the direction if you want it. Yes, He will. And if you ask for it. And everything else in your life becomes no effect if you have not some goals to work for. And then you have a sense of competency. You feel like you're capable of doing whatever, and you can do it with God's help. It may not be perfect, but you can do the best that you can. And you know what? That will please the Lord. And you can't afford to compare yourself with someone else who's more talented. Oh, my goodness, what a waste of time. Just use your own gifts and your own talents and not try to copy someone else. And never allow yourself to say, I can't. If you need training in our world today, you can get it. So many schools, so many courses that you can take to get just the training you need. And you know what? Many people return to college of any age. I remember people who retire go back to college just to get the satisfaction of obtaining their degrees. And I need to return to college and get a computer class, or maybe I don't even need to go to college, go someplace. I don't know. I struggle with the computer. Anyway, we know that trusting the Lord and having a sense that I can do it. Yes, I can do it. I'll keep trying and I'll attain it. How I've learned that I had to keep trying in order to be on the broadcast. When my husband asked me if I would do the broadcast in the early days, the first before he went on the air, he said, "Sweetheart, I want you to have a broadcast," because there were no other women's broadcasts available to search out. And I said, "Oh my goodness, I don't know if I could ever do that, making all of those messages." And he said, "Sweetheart, I know you can do it." And you remember, I think I've told you this on the air, that I put out a fleece to the Lord and I said, "Lord, if you want me to be on the air, if you want me to be a blessing, then give me a soul the first 2 weeks of broadcast." Well, after I was on the air for a week, I had a letter from a precious, precious woman saying I'd give anything in the world if I knew Jesus the way you know him. So I looked up her address and I called her on the phone and said, "Would you like for me to come and show you how I accepted Christ from the Bible?" And she did, and I went and led her to Jesus. Well, I'd already promised the Lord that if he would give me a soul, I would do it. And here I am 45 years later, still bugging you and trying so hard to win someone to Christ. We had a guest stop by this morning and he said, "What's your goal?" And I said, "One more, Lord, give me one more soul. Just give me one more." That's the cry of my heart. Before he takes me home, I want to win more to Jesus. And I'm so thankful that I met a person years ago when I was working in an office in Washington, D.C., a lady who loved the Lord with all of her heart. And she asked me one day, "Have you ever led a soul to Christ?" And I said, "No, I hadn't." So she said, "Mabel Louise, you haven't lived until you've led people to Jesus." She was so right. And you know what? That's been my goal ever since. And I met a precious man, my sweetheart, who felt the same way as I did. We teamed up together and in 1973, started the radio station with that goal in purpose. So I hope and pray that today that you have a sense of belonging, to have peace, that you feel wanted and accepted. And if not, don't forget, you got to make yourself friendly if you want to have friends. And don't let yourself become self-centered, feeling sorry for yourself. Self-centered people have a way of shutting you out. And self-centered people have a way of pushing you away. And they have no peace. So the scriptures make it so clear that we must die daily for Christ. So if you truly want peace, then we must live one day at a time, under whatever circumstances we have, and know that our precious Jesus will direct our path and will lead us. We have to listen, don't we? And sometimes we tend to forget that he never, never, never will leave us nor forsake us. So if you are looking for peace, just look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It's been so good to be with you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.